Arsenal have a better chance of finishing top four than Chelsea.
Yeah, I think that's crazy.
Really?
I mean, obviously I'm an Arsenal
Oh,
fan,
you're an
but I mean,
Arsenal
I'm being a
fan,
little bit
yeah.
biased.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I don't know. Chelsea don't seem to be on an upward trajectory. Arsenal, I don't think that's like polarizing to say.
Okay, fine. How about Man United will return to top four next season?
Next season,
Yeah, next season.
putting a lot of trust in
Ten Hag.
Ten Hag. I think that's a bit. I don't think he's good enough to. Actually, I don't think. That's a. Oh. I don't think he's good enough to kind of cover over the cracks in that team.
Okay.
Like, I feel like there's way too many things that are wrong in that squad for anyone to get top four, even Ten Hag.
Over the course of their careers, Pep has had a better career than Alex Ferguson. Sir Alex Ferguson.
Sir.
Yeah.
I think they're really similar, but I'm gonna disagree with you.
Okay, why?
Ooh. Now I'm being harsh. I'm being harsh. Because Pep has it in multiple leagues.
Pep has coached players that are now implementing Pep's play style. Ferguson's a better man manager, but I think if you give them both the same budget, Pep does better.
I don't think so. Or I guess it depends on the boat. You give them both 600 million,
No, okay,
Pep will do
yeah.
better. If you give them both 100 million to spend and build a team around, Pep's not doing nothing with that.
Okay, no, I'll agree with that. If you give Pep and Sir Alex Ferguson 100 million, Alex Ferguson's better, but if you give them both 900 million, Pep does way better.
No, that's a good point. All of the players that Alex Ferguson coached have went into punditry. Yeah, and done terrible jobs coaching.
Yeah.
Pep seems to have a different effect on his players.
Pep's former players are coaching.
Yeah.
Xavi, Ten Hag, who or his former staff,
Yeah,
Arteta.
former staff, yeah. Yeah, that's not. I think in terms of who has had like a better managerial career, Pep might edge it a bit.
Pep might edge it.
Because the only argument you can make is that United had what, like three Champions Leagues? And then like a treble.
But didn't Barca have three?
I think he had two with Barca.
Okay, he had two with Barca.
Yeah. And like it's very similar. But yeah, there's not much that separates them, honestly.
Okay. Chelsea are one signing away from being title contenders.
This is yeah, you started off with them saying they have a worse shot than Arsenal at Champions League.
Oh, by the way, I don't genuinely believe these takes. These are takes I've seen,
Okay.
like on TikTok or somewhere, and people actually like backing it.
Do you think there's any grounds for that?
No. No, they are multiple signings.
Yeah. Any left back, right winger, left winger, striker.
Yeah.
That whole front three.
Midfielder.
And
Defenders.
a midfielder. And they're missing a couple of defenders. Yeah, they need some.
Aspi's gone, Rudiger's gone, Christensen's probably gone.
I feel like their new owner might come in and be like how could you possibly spend 200 million in like one summer? Where, I mean, that wouldn't be very crazy for Chelsea, and it's also not very crazy for that squad to be bolstered 200 million worth of players. Like, I feel you can do that, and they're still not like City level.
Okay.
Nah, but they're not one signing away.
They're not one signing away.
Nah, they're one signing away from European contention again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going back to the manager theme, Jose Mourinho is a better manager overall than Pep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No shadow of a
No
doubt.
shadow of a doubt. I think solely for what he did with Porto, Pep's not doing that.
Pep's not doing
But you
that.
can
That's true.
also make the argument that what Pep's doing with City in
Jose
terms
couldn't
of,
do.
yeah, league dominance. I don't
I
know.
don't know. You look at that United squad, Jose dragged. It wasn't like a
Yeah.
COVID lockdown second place finish where everyone else is doing shit.
Yeah.
It was United were winning games. Yes, it was horrific. It was not appealing at all.
It was
But you look
rough.
at that squad, you have a young Luke Shaw, a young Paul Pogba, an aging Zlatan Ibrahimovic, overweight, out of shape Lukaku.
Yeah.
Who else was in that
no
team?
No real pieces.
No real pieces.
Yeah. I think we'll just, that's just one that we'll never actually know.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what Mourinho's doing with $200 million a year.
Yeah, we don't.
In transfers.
We don't, because he's never got that.
Yeah, he's never got that. But I think I can comfortably
well,
say that.
Well, I would argue with Chelsea.
Yeah, that's true. But, and then...
He did well.
He did well with Chelsea.
He did.
He just didn't stay for very long. I don't... Yeah, no. No, because Mourinho usually falls off with clubs.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's crazy to say that he wouldn't have the same effect in terms of domestic dominance. But I can confidently say Pep, in a million tries, wouldn't win the Champions League with Porto.
I agree. I agree. They don't... He... Well, first of all, I think it's harder to find the players Mourinho looks for, but they're easier to implement in a system. You can get a good ball-playing eight. You can get, like, 10 good ball-playing eights. Mm. You can't get one old-school, no-nonsense, passionate defender. They're hard to find. Yeah. They're mostly in Italy these days, which I think is why he's gone there.
I mean, I'm going to have Jose over him.
Yeah.
Pep's fumbling the Champions League with Man City.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely not winning it with Porto. We can say that safely.
Okay. Liverpool win the league next year.
Why? I don't think there's like any grounds for that at all.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I know it was just 1 point, but City just bought Haaland. Like Nunez is good, but dude, that's Haaland.
Also, to the point of Sir Alex Ferguson, I don't think he can not have a striker. Like, that's nuts.
What do you mean?
That City don't have a striker in the Premier League on like 95 points.
We kind of went with this, so they're better off without one. But now it's Haaland, so obviously they're not. Yeah, no, I think Liverpool will be. It's harsh, but the squad's on the back end of their kind of like primes.
Okay.
Like, if anything, I see them going the other way, closer to third than first.
Really, yeah. Liverpool?
Yeah.
Even with Nunes?
Yeah.
Because Mane's gone?
Mane's gone. Everyone's getting older. They're not strengthening how they should be.
Fair.
Dude, like, that's the team that got hit with the injuries in 2020,
mm-hmm.
where Virgil got injured, Matip, Joe Gomez got injured. Like, it's the same team. They didn't... that can still happen.
Okay. Okay, I have a hot take that I personally genuinely believe. If they're both playing at their absolute best, Mane is a better player than Salah. Because Mane can create.
He can. But Salah at his absolute best can score like 5 in a game.
Yeah.
It's harsh to say. It's really close.
It is close.
Because, I mean...
We've never seen them both at their best.
They just take turns being good. Yeah, I'm always back Salah, though, to be the better player there.
Okay.
I just think he's just too good.
Okay. I have another one. This is the last one that I genuinely believe. Southgate is overhated.
Overhated? That's not too crazy.
You look at that World Cup team that he took to the semis.
Yeah, Pens. Or, yeah, the other World
Dookie.
Cup
Dookie. Yeah. Dookie. You had Eric Dier starting, Dele Alli and Lingard. Oh, I mean, at this time, Dele Alli and Lingard, they were okay.
It was a bad team.
That team was shoddy. That team was sorry as hell. You had Danny Welbeck in that team.
Yeah. We'll see how... I just feel like the Euro had so much quality and like...
I also think it's...
Do you think he did all that he could for that Euro team? Because obviously they went to Pens of the final. Like, you can't get closer than that.
So I saw him in an interview saying... No team has won a World Cup or a Euro without winning a penalty shootout. So he knew that there was going to be a penalty shootout.
Yeah.
And he elected...
Yeah, and he elected three guys that are, like, 21.
That are not pen takers for their team.
Two of which have only... Sancho's taken... I think at the time it was 2 professional pens. Saka, 0. Like, yeah.
I think outside of that, brilliant.
Yeah, you can't really take away from getting to the final.
Yeah, slow start in the group stage, whatever.
Yeah, overhead is not crazy.
They beat Germany.
I think the only basis for that is like they play ugly. And not even super ugly. They just don't play to the potential that those players could play if they had like a Now you take that same group of players and give them like your average Premier League manager. That's
well,
a World Cup winning team.
I think it's different because he can't put his best 11 out there. That's what France does, and France are horrendous.
Yeah.
That's what Deschamps does.
Yeah. Because now that Benzema's there, Benzema's good, but the team's a lot worse off now.
Benzema and Mbappe, on paper, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But Deschamps puts out France's best 11 players, and they underperform.
Yeah.
Southgate plays within a system. It's not the best 11 English players, but it works. And he's overhated.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that one.
People overhate the play style because it's not aesthetic, but
yeah, they're the one.
Mourinho, Ancelotti.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not playing genius play styles with tempo and all these things. They're defending and they're winning.
And you know what the thing about that is? It's like, you know, if Brazil come out and Brazil like set up in a low block.
Yeah.
There's grounds for like. Yo, what's going on? We're Brazil.
Yeah.
Like, it's England.
England they're...
doesn't have a history of, like,
sauce.
Playing beautifully. Yeah, like, they're there to, like, go out there and win the trophy. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Like I think if you put Southgate in that team with Lampard, Gerrard, Beckham.
He wins it?
I think he wins
it.
I
see that. Yeah.
I think Southgate wins it with
he
that team.
Because he gets the job, though. He's not going to try and fit.
Yeah.
Gerrard Lampard's goals in the same team.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to get the job.
He's playing within his system. He's saying, who fits my beliefs.
Yeah, it's a great point.
Yeah. All right, well, that was an episode of Hot Takes. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you guys next time.